Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. Today's topic is how to stop homeschool procrastination. I'll tell you about it later. I'll get around to it. Get it? I really will tell you more about it in a minute. But first, I would love to have you join us at homeschoolscopes.tv. This Facebook group, which functions to support homeschooling moms who enjoy making or watching live broadcasts, is a wonderful place to find help for your procrastination. I issued a recent challenge where I asked members to tell us something that they have been procrastinating on and then show us the evidence that they had accomplished it. It was amazing to see how motivating it was. Even if you're not a procrastinator, I think you will love this supportive community. The teaching tip of the week is the homeschool organization course from Raising Clovers. If you've been procrastinating on getting organized, you might find Christy's course a real help to you. She gives you details about how she uses crates, files, workboxes, and binders to organize her schooling. It's a video course, so you can see exactly how to set things up. Plenty of organizing printables are included too. You can find out more about it at psychowith6.com/clovers. Don't put off getting organized. Check it out today. Now, how to stop homeschool procrastination? Whether it's your procrastination or your child's, I have tips that should help. First, look for the source of procrastination. When you think about the task or project that you've been procrastinating, what thoughts come to mind? If your child is the one procrastinating, ask him what he thinks about when the dreaded task is mentioned. Do you think of the task as dull? Does it seem like it will take way too much time? Perhaps you think you're not good at it. Related to that, perhaps you aren't sure what to do. Are you afraid of the consequences of completing the chore? Could it be that you don't need to do it anymore? Second, address the cause of procrastination if possible. If the procrastinated task seems dull to you, determine how you can make it fun. Could tackling the project with a friend make it fun? My daughter tends to avoid cleaning her room unless I'm in the room with her. Once, a bunch of us helped a friend clean her house. We all had fun. What about simply adding music to do the work? For years, I had a chores playlist for my kids with favorite upbeat tunes on it. It helped all of us get chores done. Could you turn the task into a contest of some sort? I inadvertently benefited from this approach when my son was procrastinating on doing his algebra. When he learned that his private school friends were ahead of him in math, he got motivated. If your children are procrastinating on cleaning their rooms, offer a prize to the child who gets her room cleaned first. I use quarterly rewards to motivate my kids to finish their independent schoolwork. Consider posting your progress to social media. The encouragement from other people can help you accomplish a dull task. If the task seems too time-consuming, look for ways to make it more efficient. One of the things that I have frequently procrastinated on is filing. It's dull and time-consuming. Using a more efficient filing system has allowed me to tackle my filing more frequently. I use large, open, color-coded hanging folders, no labeling required. If you aren't sure how to do something in less time, Google it. Someone else has no doubt had the same question. If your child feels he isn't good at something he has been procrastinating, consider changing curriculum. The curriculum you use should help your child feel successful. A simple change to learn math fast for my youngest child made all the difference. If your child is still struggling, spend some time tutoring and encouraging your child. If your child is procrastinating in language arts, be sure to listen to that episode of this show. Find the link at homeschoolsanity.com/procrastination. If you don't know what to do on a particular project, make that your first task. Learn the steps you need to take to complete the project. Google or ask someone with experience how you should do it. If fear is involved, consider asking a friend or family member for support. Perhaps you have put off seeing a doctor because you're afraid of what you will hear, or you just hate going. Having someone with you for support can make all the difference. If you're fearful of what a professional like a dentist might tell you, be sure to let that caregiver know. If you're fearful, spend time in prayer and meditating on scriptures having to do with fear and worry. If you're fearful, and that's why you're procrastinating, one of the best ways to deal with it is to get the task over with. It's silly, but I hate to return things, so I put it off. I'm honestly afraid that I will make the clerk taking my return angry or suspicious of me. I know it's ridiculous, but a few weeks ago, I just decided to get all of my returns over with. What a relief to have it done. I joked with one cashier to ease my tension, and another did appear to be suspicious of me. But the truth is, that attitude wasn't nearly as awful as I had imagined. If you've decided you just don't want to do something or don't need to do something, then drop the task from your list altogether. Let it go. Admit to yourself that you're not going to do it. I've had to do that with scrapbooking projects. I asked my friend who scrapbooks to come over and go through my supplies and projects. She empowered me to declare that I wasn't going to do some projects. I was able to sell the materials. If I decide I want to do the project in the future, it won't be the worst thing in the world to repurchase it. This is a great truth to apply to homeschool curriculum. I have bought curriculum a second time because I had sold it, and I survived. If you're procrastinating something that does need to be done, delegate it. I knew I would never sell my unused scrapbooking materials. My friend was happy to do it to make the extra cash. If something needs to be done, but you don't want to do it, ask someone else in your family to do it or pay someone to do it. The relief you will experience in letting these tasks go is worth the price. The bonus is you can teach someone else a new skill or help them make extra money. The third step in addressing procrastination is to use tricks. After you've determined the source of your procrastination and you've addressed the cause of your procrastination, if possible, Take some action on the project you've been procrastinating. It can be the smallest step. File one piece of paper. Put one item in a box to give away. Tell your friend you're terrified of going to the dentist. If you can't think of one small step to take, set a timer for 5 minutes. Work on the task or project for that time, and know you can quit when you're done if you would like to. 1 year, I cleaned my basement storage room, something I'd been procrastinating, 5 minutes at a time. Another powerful trick for overcoming procrastination is accountability. It certainly works with my homeschoolers. When they know their classmates will be doing the work, or they have another teacher who will be reviewing their work, they get busy. You can create accountability by promising someone that you will finish the project on a deadline. Announce the deadline publicly. The more concerned you are with others' opinion, the more powerful accountability will be for you. Finally, review your reasons for doing the task in the first place. Picture yourself in detail having it done. How do you feel? When I did this, when I was procrastinating writing the second volume of Grammar Galaxy, I found myself so motivated that I began writing at night, a time that I don't usually have energy to write. Don't allow yourself or your kids to say, "I'll do it later," without first considering the truth that you won't have more time later. Doing routine tasks in the moment saves time. I encourage you to watch the Do It Now video that I will link to in the show notes. Today's action steps are: join us at homeschoolscopes.tv. If you've been procrastinating on getting organized, consider Christy Clover's organization e-course at psychowith6.com/clovers. Get a handle on procrastination by looking for the source of procrastination, addressing the cause, and using one or more of the tricks that I've given you today. If you want this information in written form, be sure to check the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/procrastination for the link to the blog post. This episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show has been brought to you by the Organized Homeschool Life, your week-by-week guide to homeschool sanity. Get your copy at organizedhs.com. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.